to report and possible discussion on quarterly portfolio report by BlackRock, Merrill Lynch.
Madam Chair, directors and committee members, just real quickly, again, we're covering the quarter, the pension plan quarter of June through August. As you see in the actual portfolio, the value is $21,097,000 as of this report. As of Friday, close of business, $21,723,000. Gives you just the value of the portfolio, and I'll let Jeff Biggers get into the performance aspects.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Same deal as before. I've got two pie charts here. Again, same as last time we met. Equity is doing better. Valuations coming up. You can see on the left side, last time we met, equities were at 57%. They're now up to 59% as a result of appreciation in the value of the stocks inside the portfolio. As of today, it's actually a little over 60% as of Friday. Bonds at 38% and cash equivalents at 3%. That's that 3% number that we talked about just a minute ago. The next slide, we'll look at top 10 holdings in the portfolio. ExxonMobil continues to be the number one holding. We've actually trimmed back on that last week. So it's not, it was getting close to a 5% threshold. It's now a little under 3%. IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Chevron, Travelers rounding out the top five. We've got the sector breakdown on the right side. If you actually advance to the next slide, I think it's easier to make comparisons versus the S&P 500. Again, continue to be overweight energy. That's a trade that we've had on for over 2 years now. If you look year to date, probably one of the main factors due to the underperformance of the account is actually that underweight to materials and the underweight to financials. It's a little bit further out on the right. And the underweight to financials actually has been the biggest detriment to performance on a year-to-date basis. On the next slide, this is the characteristics of the fixed income portion of the account. Treasuries at 40%, agencies just under 13%, mortgage-backed securities at 13%, and then corporate bonds at 33%. The average credit quality remains AA. Our duration is 4.78 years. Maturity just over 6 years, giving us an average yield of maturity of 2.83. And an average current yield of 4.68. The next slide, we look at performance. So look at the long chart at the bottom of the page in the total portfolio in the gray. For the last 3 months, the account's up 7.56%. Equity's up 10.82. The bond's up 2.87. However, the S&P 500's total return was up 11.67. The Barclays Capital GovCorp, which is our benchmark for this, was up 3.87. And then the bottom area, the alphabet soup there, that's a blended benchmark of 60% S&P 500, 35% the GovCorp, and then 5% 1 to 5 year treasury was 8.33. So trail on the quarter on a year-to-date basis, also trailing. Look at the equity performance, which was 7.48 versus the S&P at 14.97. Again, it's been a very low quality rally coming off of the bottom in March. The bulk of that underperformance happened in the second quarter. I kind of brought a chart. This didn't make it through John Laff, our legal group, in time to use for this, but our process on this is about 50% quantitative and 50% pure fundamental. And of that quantitative part, we rank every stock in our universe on a scale from 1 to 5. Ones and twos being the stocks that we want to own, fours and fives being stocks that we would not want to own. And historically, this is going back, I'm going to go over here, kind of 10 years, this is the quantitative ones, twos, threes, fours, five. Obviously, the ones have a, you know, they generally outperform the market, the fives underperform. If you look at what's happened here today, the fives, which have been the lowest quality portion of the market, are outperforming our ones by about 3% per month. We think that reverses now. I mean, stocks had a very high correlation coming up. We think that reverses trend. But nonetheless, that's been the biggest factor of our underperformance year to date. Now, if we look at the trailing 12 months, We're still outperforming both on the blended portion of the account and the equities and the fixed income. Again, we've already mentioned calendar year 08, we outperformed. 2 years is outperforming. 3 years is about, on the equities, is neutral with the S&P, but the blended portfolio is above benchmark. And then outperforming again on a five-year basis as well. So long-term, again, this quantitative model works. I think coming in inflection points of the market, whether it's going from bull to bear or bear to bull, sometimes quantitatively our model kind of hits a slow spot. So long-term performance is okay. We feel good about the market currently. This isn't really a portfolio where we can vary our asset allocation, but BlackRock in general, we are maintaining an overweight to equities and underweight to fixed income, so we're clearly comfortable with the current 60% weighting in equities. Fixed income, within the areas of the fixed income market, we think the treasuries are the most overvalued asset class, hence we're underweight that relative to our benchmark. Still favor corporate bonds and mortgage backs. I think we're probably fairly accurately valued on mortgages as well, and that's reflected inside the portfolio. I'll take any questions. Yes.
I want to talk specifically about the financials because you say you're underweight. That's on purpose.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. The reason that I say that is I read recently that there is a whole lot of commercial paper that will be coming due soon, and according to what I've read, it's going to actually be worse than the home mortgage problem, which means that we're very likely going to take another huge dip.
Yeah, and you're right on that. The commercial mortgage-backed security market has not, I think that there's some still troubling days ahead for that, whereas I think most of the problems are pretty well known and documented within the residential mortgage-backed security side. So that will be a problem that the banks face. A lot of the, again, it's, we had the insurers, which didn't perform that well. It was the big banks, it was the banks that, had sold off the most that have rallied the hardest in this market. And, a lot of those are being valued presently on 2011 earnings. And we don't really have a real good idea of what those earnings are going to look like as a result of what's going to happen with the mortgage-backed security rolls.
I went back and looked at S&P's actual performance for the last 9 months, and the last 9 months, year-to-date, they're up 19.26%.
Correct.
Why did we trail that so badly?
Well, and now this is for 8 months.
Eight months.
And it's due to that fact on the, our quantitative model is, historically, it's worked pretty well the last 10 years. This happened again in 2002. Where we trailed during one quarter by over 500 basis points. Historically, over the next 12 months, we've picked up that underperformance, but you're absolutely right. Year to date, and specifically in the second quarter, we've lagged the S&P 500.
Well, since in the last 7 years, the S&P, again, using somewhat the same deal, is up 5.86%, and our S&P is not up near that. Since inception, it's up 1.41.
The S&P total return is down 1.51.
According to their own report, 7 years, it's up 5.86%. If you just held the S&P model.
Okay, well, I don't have that number on the support. If you want, I can run a.
Okay.
You want to run a 7 year number from.
Well, 7 years. We've been in what? 2001.
It's up to, since May 25th of 2000.
Okay. So it's 9 years, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the S&P over that time frame is down 1.51 annualized. Our equity component's down 2.31 annualized.
Good. Yeah. This is before fees, though.
Correct.
Any other questions, discussion? Thank you.
Thank you.